Hello, and welcome to Carolina Money. Today we are here with Laura Corder. She's the Director of Communications for the USC Columbia Technology Incubator and also the USC Office of Economic Engagement. The USC Columbia Technology Incubator started in 1998 out of the University of South Carolina. At the heart of it, the incubator is all about helping entrepreneurs and innovators commercialize and bring to life their ideas. It recruits, consults, and graduates startup companies. Laura, we're happy to have you here with us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Laura, is there a particular kind of business that can join the incubator?
Sure. So we're looking for companies that, as we would say, as the name would insinuate, you know, technology, but technology really spans all fields. So let me kind of give you a little bit of an example. We work from everybody from, you know, we've got a fantastic app development company in our program right now called 52 Inc. And so that's what automatically people go to, is the type of company that's in there. But then we've got companies that have created some kind of intellectual property that actually need help finding ways of actually building the business, the concept around whatever it is that they've created.
And how the incubator go about selecting these businesses?
We have a great team of people with all kinds of different backgrounds. It's more or less us sitting down with the companies and getting a feel for what their actual needs are, where they are in development, and seeing if our team and the program is the right structure for them. If we aren't the answer, we have great relationships with so many other startup resources here in town. And a lot of times, you know, we'll pick up the phone and say, hey, we've got this company here. Do you mind meeting with them? We think that you might be able to help them. So in terms of the actual joining process, it really is at the moment a series of consultations, free consultations.
How can businesses benefit most from this experience?
So, and I tell every company this upon, you know, when they join, it's like, just embrace it and immerse yourself. You know, especially one of the reasons why we focus on technology-based companies is because there, it's much easier to create a sense of community around, you know, everybody's in this same dynamic and field. And so with that comes, they usually have very similar problems, or a lot of times we've even seen new companies form because they met somebody down the hall that was a completely different industry, but they could form a whole new concept around what they were doing. So they fused together. And so having the ability to participate in that kind of synergy is unlike any other thing. It's so different than just a normal office building. I tell them all, leave your doors open, you know, join the events, you know, aside from just, sometimes it can be hard for them. They pay so much, they immerse themselves so much in just their company that it's like, just look up and see what else is around you. And so it's great to see our companies come out and, you know, come out to our events, and we try to feature them quite often. And so that's what I tell all of them, is just, You chose this lifestyle of entrepreneurship for a reason. Embrace it.
Laura, you have seen from up close the development of these businesses. What do you consider the most common mistake some of them make very early on?
I would say a lot of times what we witness is companies, you know, these entrepreneurs, they get so excited about this new idea, whatever it is, and they start developing it before they've really tested to see if there's, one, if there's a strong need for their current concept, and getting that real customer feedback. We really stress that before. I mean, even before they start, you know, putting a lot of funding into or trying to raise capital, it's really vetting the idea, because a lot of times what we discover is once they start really getting customer feedback or even potential customers, is they pivot and they find these areas of better opportunity than what their original idea ever was.
How do you see the growth of entrepreneurs in the community right now?
Yes, so I've been here for, almost 9 years now in Columbia, specifically more with the entrepreneurship community since for about 5 years now. But Columbia's ecosystem for startups has grown immensely. I cannot stress that anymore. I have told people that, you know, left here and have come back and have witnessed it, like, this was not here.
And are there enough resources for them?
The resources are here. It's getting people and entrepreneurs to understand how to link them all together. You know, and especially right now, I would say my biggest feedback on it would be, you know, economic development. At the heart of it, we are an economic development entity. And, you know, we create jobs, and I mean, not even just jobs, but high-paying jobs. And So for somebody that's coming new to Columbia, I think it can be hard for them to figure out how to navigate some of the resources that are available and which one's right for them. For entrepreneurs, and I think that's where our next phase in development as a community is figuring out how to better leverage as a whole these partnerships and how to then communicate that to newcomers and even people that are currently here.
Laura, thank you very much for your answers and for being here with us today.
Not a problem.
If you want to learn more about the USC Columbia Technology Incubator, visit us at carolinamoney.org. Funding for Carolina Money is provided by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation Donor Advised Fund, held at Central Carolina Community Foundation.